Welcome to the spirit world, answering your questions on angels, demons, and how the spiritual and physical worlds interact. And now your hosts, Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the spirit world. I am Debbie Giorgiani with religious demonologist Adam Bly, and definitely you today, because we're taking all of your phone calls on this first Saturday of Lent. That's right, Lent is underway, and we want to explore it with you as we choose these topics that we think can pertain to your life and really help you have your best Lenten journey. So today we're talking about screen addictions and AI. Oh yeah, this is going to be a good one. So we do need you to weigh in on this. When we start to ask the questions, please, if you feel prompted by the Spirit, call this number, 877-757-9424. That's 877-757-9424. And Adam, before we start anything, we always begin with the St. Michael prayer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Okay, beautiful. Adam, we've got so much to share on this first short segment of the spirit world. So guys, listen up. This is so exciting. This is what you've been waiting for. But first, I want to really just thank the show team that's in place. We have our senior producer from the Guadalupe Radio Network. That's who's producing our show, The Spirit World. We're being heard all over, Adam, the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. So everybody in the world, call this number today. We are live on this first Saturday of Lent, and we have our call screeners in place. Libby is already answering calls, and Carol is there as well, ready to go. Our first set of calls are coming in. Remember, this is your show, The Spirit World, where we talk about angels, demons, anything in between. So if you have something you want to ask us or you want to talk about, we are here for you, so you can weigh in. But today, in particular, we're talking about screen addictions and AI and how the demons play into this. So really, if you have something to say about that, or you've been addicted, or you have broken free of it, you have given all that up for Lent, call us and tell us a story, please, at 877-757-9424. That's 877-757-9424. And then Adam, please wave to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, X, Rumble, and Twitch. You guys are going strong. I love put all your comments in the chats. Adam, you can hear it in my voice. I'm super excited. I think so many of our the Spirit World family members have been waiting. Why don't you give them the announcement of this wonderful addition to, I guess you would call it the resources of the Spirit World.
Yeah. So we worked, you know, I think pretty hard for a long time, brought together questions that made sense for catechesis and formation for people, and, you know, removed anything identifying, but kind of kept the gist of the questions, and we've published our book. So,
drum roll. We need a drum roll. Where's Tim? Tim has all these sound effects. There it is.
Very cool. It is Questions on the Invisible World. And, yay!
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. We really appreciate everybody that has participated with the show over the years. You know, we picked questions that we have kind of logged over the years, and we really appreciate all the interaction. We tried to address things that are common questions that people have, you know, that the public is curious about. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you can find that on Amazon. And it'll soon be available as a Kindle also on Amazon. If you like to read things digitally, we'll have that available soon. Right now, the physical book is available. So, yeah, I don't know, Deb. For me, these books are nice because it's something that we can give to people that gives them answers. And, you know, for those that are curious, very much grounded in scripture and the catechism. So everything is backed up with references and citations from scripture and the catechism of the Catholic Church. We are obedient to the church's teaching. This isn't, just an opinion. There are certainly our opinions, but we don't share anything that's contrary to church teaching or scripture. So we try to be very vigilant about that.
So Questions on the Invisible World is available right now on Amazon. And so please, guys, if you want that resource, we would be so grateful. Leave us a review, too, a good review. We only like good reviews. Okay. Leave us an honest review. And we're excited about that. And we've got more news. And as we are speaking about all this great, exciting things that are happening on the spirit world, you guys have filled up the phone lines. So I don't even know if Adam and I can get to the presentation on screen Addictions and AI because we have full phone lines. But Adam, we've got more news that's coming up just a month away.
So Saturday, March 21st, we're doing a live broadcast with the studio audience at Our Lady of Good Success Radio's event, Spiritual Warfare, Protect Your Children, Our Culture, and Our Lives. That's Saturday, March 21st, and that's in Dubuque, Iowa. Right? Tickets are at kcrd-fm.org. kcrd-fm.org. And it's fun, doing the show when there's people live. And we've done kind of a little bit of this in terms of some questions that we've done at a live event, but this is a full broadcast. Live show with the studio. Yep. Yeah, full live broadcast. Mm-hmm. With the studio audience, plus we're going to spend time, of course, with the people that come to the event outside of the broadcast. So there'll be a chance to ask questions and interact and things like that. So, hopefully it'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. So the spirit world is going on the road, on location at the Christ the King Conference, A Spiritual Warfare, Protect Your Children, Our Culture, and Our Lives. It's Saturday, March 21st. So if you're in the Dubuque, Iowa area, if you can walk in, drive in, fly in, please get your tickets now. It's so easy to do. We'd love to meet you and speak with you, and you can be part of that studio audience. It's going to be so much fun. We're preparing for it right now. And you get your tickets at kcrd-fm.org. Okay, so pick up your tickets and drive in. We'd love to meet you and see you. Okay, Adam, before we get to the phones, take our first break, talk about screen addictions and AI. How are you doing, Adam? Lent has started, so is anything kind of, getting more intense in the exorcism world?
Yeah, it is. It usually does, and it kind of hits a crescendo on Holy Week leading up to Easter. So a lot of new cases popping up. That's typical. People looking for help, people that have gotten into trouble. And then some of the poor people that have been kind of seduced into thinking these creatures are our friends, which they're not. They only play a con on people until they turn on them later when they have enough control over them, and then you find out they're not your friend. But there are some people that think the demons are friendly to humans, that kind of think they're the good guys or want to work with them and get favors or power. And so we see an uptick in occult group activity. And some of that involves minor crimes. Either defacing things or leaving objects in places, sometimes breaking statues, defacing statues. So there's different things, and of course every diocese watches out for this. There's cameras these days everywhere, just like in our homes. There's cameras everywhere, and we take care of it every year, but there's a lot more activity with the demons and also with the people involved in the occult.
So before we hit our first break, and we do have full phone lines, everybody's calling in right now asking questions about screen addictions, about things that are going on in their life, and also about if the demons are listening to us. So it's very interesting questions that are coming in. If you have something to share or something to ask, now is the time to pick up that last open phone line at 877-757-9424. That's 877-757-9424. Adam, let's face it. We all know about screen addictions. We all know now about AI, because everything is AI generated now, it seems as though. So why don't we just spend this last 2 minutes before the first break and just kind of set the stage, the foundation for this discussion.
Yeah. So, all right. So screen addictions, and before, you know, before either I forget or we get too busy with the show, if you're interested, I had what I think, hopefully I did a decent job, but I had an interesting dialogue with one of the AIs about the very question of not only screen addiction, but AIs kind of feeding on or encouraging mental illness or bad choices, like going off your psych meds, things like that, that mm-hmm. can really have harmed people.
Sure.
And it's a fairly long, I copied and pasted it into my blog on religiousdemonology.com. I try to, write at least once a month there. But there's some interesting things, and the AI itself was, very straightforward about why AIs are dangerous, in what circumstances they're dangerous, and the difference between a static AI and a live one. We don't have time to unpack all that. Mm-hmm. But essentially, they're kind of static, passive pieces of code that only respond when they get an input. If they're a static AI, they're not living and breathing and waiting and thinking about things to do in the future. They're just waiting for an input, and then they produce an output. And those static AIs, they don't change. So there's an interesting bit in there about kind of the difference between the static and the live, and that the live ones, in theory, are more dangerous because they kind of can develop unforeseen goals and actions. So, but it's very real, Deb. Mm-hmm. This is one of the areas, like when I was in grad school, and I know we're going to run out of time here, but when I was in grad school in adult clinical psychology, I have a master's in adult clinical psych, all but dissertation for the doctorate. It was the beginning of like optimizing interfaces. It wasn't AI back in those days, but it was optimizing interfaces. And there was a lot of interest from the computer world, corporate world, to use psychology and what psychology has figured out about human engagement and interaction and optimizing that to maximize kind of the ease of things, but also the engagement and keeping the person engaged in what they're doing. And that's taken to a whole new level with AI. It's clearly designed to keep people locked onto their phone because they're selling advertising. And so, of course, they're going to optimize engagement and try to lock you in. But unfortunately, the laws take a while to catch up. And it's causing problems because when we're very young, we're very vulnerable to these effects.
Yeah. Yeah, very susceptible. Oh boy, we got a lot to talk about on screen addictions and AI. When we come back, we do have full phone lines plus, but when the line becomes open, please dial in at 877-757-9424. This is your show, The Spirit World. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, please. Our handle is at The Spirit World Podcast, and we'll post a lot of things there as well. Oh, someone just dropped off, so please pick up that open phone line and talk to us about how is your Lent going at 877-757-9424. And Adam and I will be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for February 21st. Today we celebrate St. Peter Damian. Poverty and family neglect could have made Peter Damian a troubled person. Instead, he grew to be one of the great figures of the medieval church, a writer, a poet, and something the 11th century church especially needed, a reformer. Peter became a Benedictine monk and lived an austere life that focused on prayer, fasting, and abstinence. He was elected abbot and used his authority to speak out on some of the abuses of the time. These included the buying and selling of church offices and violations of clerical celibacy. After being made a bishop of a diocese near Rome, Peter spoke out in new ways, challenging various antipopes who sought to displace the duly elected pontiff. While he was abbot, Peter periodically received calls from Rome to serve as peacemaker or troubleshooter between contesting groups. Finally, he was made Cardinal Bishop of Ostia. He ultimately asked to be relieved of these responsibilities, and receiving approval, Peter was happy to be just a monk once again. Peter Damian died in 1072. He was never formally canonized, but some 750 years later, he was declared a doctor of the church. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
The Spirit World continues with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly. If you have a question for the show, call 877-757-9424 or email tsw@grnonline.com.
I'm kind of excited to get to the calls, Adam, because we have a lot of people trying to get in and participate in this particular episode on screen addictions and AI. It seems as though a lot of folks have given up all of these gadgets for Lent, and that's a good thing. But stay connected to Catholic Radio, because you're always going to be going deeper and deeper during Lent, because we want that to be a wonderful transformative experience, the Lenten journey. So, Adam, anything else you want to share before we get to our callers? We have quite a few first-time callers, so that's wonderful additions to the Spirit World family. We are getting comments coming in about the book. Yes, the book is out. You can get it at Amazon, Questions on the Invisible World. And please pick up the book. That would be great. Leave us a really good review. That would make us very happy during Lent. And Adam, anything else you want to share? I think it's kind of, I mean, what more really can we share other than, you know, what you can maybe impart to us about how the demons leverage and use these gadgets to really twist our mind and get us off the mark and get us off focus?
You know, I was actually having a talk with one of the possessed people that we've been praying with for a long, long time. It was before the session yesterday. And they were saying that, you know, it's taken them a long time to realize this, but they have realized, because they experience the demons very viscerally and directly all the time, they have realized that it really is true that their only core goal is to distract us or take us away from God, distract us from God or take us away from God, get us focused on something else. And everything they do ultimately serves that goal. And the full version of that is to get us damned, right? To get us away from God permanently.
Right.
That's what they want. But if they can keep us disengaged from God, or, you know, seduced into something else and treating that like a God, they're very happy to do so. But this person has experienced all different types of games, manipulations, lies, tortures. It's awful to be possessed. It's not something you want to experience. And over the years, and it's been years, they were saying that they've had this very deep insight in recent weeks, and that really is the core. So, you know, are demons programming AI? No. Some people that like demons and think that they're good or whatever might be helping with program AI. Sure, people have different religious beliefs and spiritual practices, but the demons aren't creating AI, and I don't think they're in AI. But will they leverage it as a distraction, just like other things on the internet that have caused people to get really distracted? Sure. And, you know, it's a form of temptation. It's a form of temptation to kind of nudge us and get us really locked in on that. You know, they're going to do their part to do that.
Yeah.
And particularly the ones that pretend to be Jesus or God or saints or angels, and they'll take on those roles if you ask them to, just because, again, the AI's goal is engagement.
Right.
Its goal set is to keep you talking to it. And so it'll feed back to you whatever you seem to be asking for. Mm-hmm. There is no morality in them.
Yeah, wow. We got a lot to share about this, but you guys, Absolutely. I mean, you are participating and you have a lot you want to impart to all of us. So what do you say, Adam? Let's get to the phones.
Yep.
Okay. We want you guys to affect this broadcast in a positive way. So this is your opportunity. This is on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. So Veronica, first time caller from Anaheim, California on the iHeart Radio app. Veronica, welcome to the spirit world.
Hi, good morning. Blessings to all. And thank you so much. I am so happy you guys are talking on this topic. So I'm going to be very honest. You know, I'm 50 years old, but I will say this. I have a problem with my phone. I do pray my rosary, go to Sunday. You know, I do pray. However, I am at times just like a zombie, you know, just scrolling. And I don't like that. And I'll even have to, like, Holy Spirit or Jesus, get me off of this. And I get the phone and I end up just throwing it, you know, nicely on my sofa or my bed. But what can I do? And then also my son and, you know, these teens, you know, if we're doing it, you know, how do we get them off of it? How do we get off of it as well?
Well, we have some ideas, Veronica. Why don't you hang with us, stay with us? And I know you're asking a question that so many people right now could benefit from. So thank you for stepping up and being a first-time caller to the spirit world. Adam, why don't you go first?
Well, Veronica, of course, that's a great question. They're outside of... okay, so there's two things I would say. And you being a mature and older, I think you're less likely to have that thought that you must be on social media and scrolling these things, otherwise you're going to miss out. You know, that is social interaction and you must do it, which I think a lot of people raised on the phone maybe feel that way. So you have an advantage that you're a little bit older. Honestly, Veronica, if it was me, I would simply delete the apps that you're scrolling on. You really don't quote unquote need them in any way. So I would do that. Now, if you can't do that, if you say like, well, there's some critical things, I check in with dad on, you know, this app and, you know, that's our line of communication or whatever it might be. Sure, keep it. But with addictions in general, you need to put kind of a firewall, it's a word from the computer world, like a barrier between you and what you're addicted to in the beginning. So if somebody's smoking, right, they need a physical barrier between them, or figurative barrier too, like throw all the cigarettes out, you know, at least have the barrier that you need to get up and go and go buy more. You can't just easily decide, oh, I'm just going to have one. You have to put a barrier there. And that's why they talk about in the addiction world, you know, people, places, and things. You don't want to go around the people and the places and the things themselves that you've been addicted to, or the places that you used to use what you're addicted to, because you're more likely to just fall back into that habit. So you need those barriers in the beginning. And that can take the form of deleting the app. One way, and I know this sounds silly, but if you're at home and that's where you're having this problem, get an oven timer. and put it on 5 minutes, and when it dings, you shut it off, you shut the app off, and you're done. You know, set a timer and truly limit yourself to it. What do you think, Deb?
Well, you just beat me to it. That's what I wrote down here, timer. We use these tips for life coaching all the time, Veronica, and then Adam is spot on, everything he said. And with the whole idea of putting a firewall up and setting a timer. And you said 5 minutes, Adam. In coaching, we say 15 to 30 minutes, just because, you know, you have to kind of get into it a little bit, read some things. And so 5 minutes could be a little, just could be quick, too quick for some people. But the timer method really does work, Veronica, and I would definitely encourage you to do that, especially for the kids as well. The other thing, too, is... We have found when we are coaching clients that when they want to break free from gadgets, even young children or teens, if you replace it with something that is beneficial. So if you do something for yourself that is that helps your mind, body, and spirit before you go to your gadget, there'll be a less of a tendency for you to just zone out. Okay, so I'll give you an example. Let's say you come home from a long day of work and you want to just sit down and you just want to numb out and zone out and just play around on the internet and see what's there and the articles and, you know, go into different podcasts or whatever. Okay. If you go for a walk first, a 10-minute walk, a 30-minute walk first, you'll be less likely to do that because you're releasing, you know, good hormones, you're feeling better, and it may prompt you to do something else, like maybe clean the house or maybe cook dinner or do something of that nature. If you do something beneficial for yourself that is a healthy activity to do, it'll be less likely you'll go to the screens. For instance, people who play instruments, we tell them to play 10 minutes, 15 minutes of a guitar or the keyboard before you start scrolling away, okay? Or something, you know, of that nature, that's a hobby. Some people like to paint or anything like that. Do a little bit of something that gets your mind off of the gadgets, because that addiction is so strong, that pull is so strong, people just naturally and I don't mean you, Veronica, but in a lazy way, it's so easy because it's right in front of us, right? So, but if you take the extra 2 minutes and do something of a hobby, that's something that's beneficial, you'll see that you'll be less attached to the screen. Veronica, your comments on what Adam and I shared.
Wonderful. And, you know, I need to, with the timer, you know, I do have a timer on my social media, but, you know, I will be honest, I tend to be on Instagram, and on some of the stuff, some of it is funny, but also some of it is religious, you know, so... Mm. I need to, you know, really keep it's okay to laugh, but, you know, keep it at a limit. And, you know, I really need to start doing that because I need to get up, you know, and just get out of that zone of, you know, like you say, I have it right in front of me, you know, so it's so easy.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think, Adam? Because Adam's learning the guitar. Do you find that that helps? Like if you play the guitar a little bit, you know, it kind of gets your mind off of the things that just are so easy to approach, like our gadgets.
Yeah, for sure. I think that can be really helpful, especially if you do something constructive that's like a long-term thing that you love and that gives you pleasure. Like, you know, like, oh, that's, you know, I really enjoy this.
Right.
I think the enjoyment part can be really good because these things are designed to give you those bumps of, you know, dopamine is the way everybody talks about it. Right. The little bump of, oh, somebody, you know, said something that they agree with me, or somebody liked my thing, or somebody paid attention, or they messaged me, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. If you can get that joy in something real, it's less attractive to get the fake version through the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Good. We're glad, Veronica. Thank you so much for stepping up. You probably helped thousands of souls today. You probably won't see it on this side of the veil, but someday you'll get to see because you really went out there and asked the question that so many of us are thinking and dealing with. So thank you, Veronica. God bless you. Call us again, okay?
Thank you. Blessings all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you. Wonderful. Just beautiful. Okay, I think our wonderful producer wants to take one more break. There it is, right on cue. And when we come back, we're not going to take any more, so don't worry. We're going to come right back, and Raul will be next. And then Rich and Helen and Joseph and hopefully you. There's an open phone line because Veronica just freed a line right there at 877-757-9424. We're talking all about screen addictions and AI today and how to break free. Have your best Lent ever. That's what we want for you. So please stay with us this entire episode of The Spirit World. This is your show, you guys. So participate and leave your comments in the chats. We'll be right back.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus encounters a rich young man who seems very serious about following him. But when the wealthy young man is confronted with the need for total detachment from his possessions, he is saddened. He cannot go through with it.
Discipleship is not comfortable. It is costly. Following the Lord Jesus Christ is both the easiest and the hardest thing we will ever do. Easy, because we were created for friendship with Him. Hard, because we need to deny our own ways and opinions and live a countercultural witness to the kingdom. Through our free will, we choose to follow Him. Through His church, we are equipped. And by His grace, He will see us home with Him.
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Stand Tall is now offering advanced group coaching sessions with master coaches highly trained in life skills. Visit standtalltoday.com and register for one of our upcoming group coaching events. These virtual opportunities are designed to take you to the next level of life in your relationships, career, faith walk, and so much more. Space is limited. Hurry to standtalltoday.com and sign up for one of our advanced group coaching sessions. standtalltoday.com.
The Spirit World continues with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly. If you have a question for the show, call 877-757-9424 or email tsw@grnonline.com.
Oh, Adam and I love the comments that are coming in on the social media streams, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, X, Rumble, and Twitch. We love you guys. Motorgong said, good morning. I love this show. I usually listen to it while driving, but caught it live at home today. God bless. That was from YouTube. Thank you so much. I love the comments. You guys are so supportive of this show and what we're trying to do. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Adam and I, we're just so grateful and humbled, and we just love being with you each and every Saturday. That's why we try to go live every single Saturday, and we're live today. So if you have something to say about this topic of screen addictions and AI, please call in. You still have time. No more breaks. Our producer just gave us the thumbs up saying we're clear to go for the rest of the show. 877-757-9424. Okay, Raul called back from Tampa, Florida. I'm so glad, because when I saw Raul drop off, I was like, Raul, you've got a great question here. I want you to call back. Listening on EWTN.com. Raul, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you all doing? I hope you're staying warm.
We are.
Enjoying having a joyful Lent.
Thank you. You as
too.
Well. Yes. Go right ahead.
All right. The name of the book was Invisible World.
Our book that just came, that's our book that just came out. Questions on the Invisible World, and it could be found at Amazon. But thank you for asking.
Amazon. That's why I'm trying to. All right, I'm just looking at whatever's popping up, and it says Invisible World: The Catholic Doctrine of Angels.
I'm not sure if that's it. If you actually also type in Adam Bly, you'll probably get all of his books, and that one will be there as well.
Yeah,
so you can yeah, right, that's it's probably an easier way to get it. But you go right ahead. Ask us your question or comment.
Question is, if we're praying out loud, okay, and demons can hear our prayers, and let's say if we're struggling with something or trying to discernment, can that demon impact in a negative way our prayer, or is the prayer protected by God?
Great question. Okay, Adam.
All right, Raul. Yeah, good question. And I see a lot of this coming from, and it's, I understand, coming from anxiety about the demons and what they can and can't do. Really, the answer, Raul, is who cares? And I don't mean that to belittle you or your question, but really the approach should be, I really couldn't care less whether they can hear my prayer, whether I say it out loud, or whether they're aware of what I'm struggling with. I only care about God, and I only care about my relationship with Jesus Christ. Demons are like, and I know I say this all the time, they're like bacteria. They're kind of everywhere. They can hurt you if you don't take precautions. You can't really avoid them. But if you take proper precautions, you can almost always avoid the problems that come with them. So if you're, you know, focus on being in a state of grace, and then you don't have to generally worry about this stuff. And the other thing, Raul, is when they're given permission from God to do things, you know, it's God giving them permission to do it. Remember, these are creatures. They're not free to go around and do whatever they want. God puts limits on what they can do. And if you need to see that in Scripture, go to the book of Job. It's super clear. Satan makes requests to God, and God says, well, you can do this, but you can't go beyond this point. And then he operates under the limits God put on him. Same is true with all the rest of them. So if God's allowing them to be aware of something, so be it. I'm focused on the fact, like, okay, Lord, you know, if you and your wisdom want them to be aware of that, that's fine. Maybe you're going to use them in some way to spur me to more awareness about sin or the truth of sin, or to amend my life in this way. And somehow they're going to facilitate that. You know, they're a rabid dog that will bite when it can, but God has the leash. So really, I would just stop worrying about demons and be joyful in your prayer. And if you know, they're kind of an incidental thing, that if God's letting them be aware of it, so be it. Like, and I'm speaking from a perspective of, like, being at exorcisms every week. I was at three of them yesterday, and it's so clear that they're under God's control, right? They're sitting in a chair in a church in this person's body, unable to get up or do anything, taking all of these prayers, answering the priest's questions, and then ultimately being cast out of the person. Like, if they truly were free to do whatever they want, they would jump out of the chair and run out of the church or attack us more than they do. And we know that God allows them some amount of struggling with us physically. I wrestle around with them every week.
Yeah.
But he limits how much strength they can exhibit and what they can do. And so we all go home at the end of the day. I've been doing this for 20 years. We all go home at the end of the day. And we're joyful in the presence of God and the awareness of God that they make so clear by their orneriness. So I know this is a long rambling answer, Raul, but just be joyful and stop even giving them the time of day. Don't let them take all up your mental time.
Okay. No, because I'm reading the books you guys recommended. I called, like, last year, and the current one that I'm reading is John Carroll Crew's Angels and Devils.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to make a quick comment. Two comments. First one is on the book on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You were right. If I look up by Adam Bly, mm-hmm. and I click on Adam's name, mm-hmm. his books come up that way. Because when I type it in, I get so many other books. So
right.
I think that worked for me.
Well, that's why I suggested it, Raul. And it's Joan. it's Joan Carroll Cruz's book, Angels and Devils, is what you're talking about. It's a great book. Joan Carroll Cruz did a fantastic job on this book. But the book, Questions on the Invisible World, our producer put the link, the Amazon link, in our show notes, mm-hmm. and so you can find it there too, or even on Facebook at the Spirit World Podcast. But Raul, you're awesome. Thank you so much for calling in and checking in with us. And I hope Adam's answers really brought you a lot of peace today. And we wish for you just a blessed Lent, okay?
Definitely. Okay. Quick comment. I'm writing a paper. I'm working on my master's degrees in clinical mental health. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to address the problems with AI to put it in the code of ethics from the different variations. Mm-hmm. Because there's been any death is many. Here in Florida, a 14-year-old boy in 2024 committed suicide because of an AI, a chatbot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, all right, that's it. I'll continue to listen off the air.
Yeah.
Great show, and I'm
ordering
the book off Amazon right
now. Oh, bless your heart. Thank you so much.
After I read it, I'll put down the comments.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Thanks,
Raul.
God bless you.
Yes, it was a beautiful call. And, you know, we really need to pray. We need to pray for everybody that's so vulnerable to this and susceptible and really have been drawn into this, where it can really destroy their lives or really, you know, take their life in so many ways. And so, yeah, we've got to pray, you guys. We need a mega dose of prayers on this. Rich from Queens, New York, has been waiting so patiently, Adam, on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Rich. Welcome.
Hi, Adam. Hi, Debbie. How's everything? God bless both of you. Love your show.
You too.
Thank you. We love you back. Thank you so much. You go right ahead because you have a interesting comment here.
So I'm involved. My career is in IT, and I can't get away. It's like a catch-22. I cannot get away from technology. It's part of my, part of what I do every day. I love it. And I remember I had called last month, and I had asked about this topic. Can we have a session on AI and its addictive, destructive behavior? So I'm glad that I called in today. It was just, it was no coincidence. Mm-hmm. So my comment is I'm obsessed. It's really bad. It's affecting every area of my life where I'm hooked into YouTube. And it's almost like for me, and I'll mention my, I was addicted to pornography. Thank God this is over with, like completely done. I'm completely free from it. It's been a 45-year struggle, and it's just completely out of my life. But it seems like there's a transfer addiction here. Sure. With YouTube, and it's really getting, just shutting the phone off completely for 1 hour at night, because I don't want to be outside and, God forbid, somebody calls me. That's important, like my family. So I know they're in the house with me. If anything happens, I'll just yell in the house. But I'm really stuck with this YouTube. It's really addicting. And it's not, it's looking up random videos. Not random [S2] Sure. [S1] Videos, but videos on faith. And it's kind of weird. That's not the only thing. The church has, and many people have, created AI, AI and applications like Halo and such, and it's all tech based, and it's really hard to get away. I love the Halo app, but it's just YouTube I'm just like really hooked in, and okay. It's really a difficult thing. So
okay,
that's
Rich.
My comment.
Yep. So kind of like what we said earlier, you need a firewall between you and what you're addicted to, some kind of space. You need an actual barrier in the beginning until you break that habit. So here's what I'm going to suggest, because if you're pretty deep into it, it can be hard to just have willpower and say, well, I'll just do it 1 hour a day. I know it's a waste. It's a waste of 30 or 60 seconds, but literally delete the app and reinstall it for whatever you give yourself, 45 minutes maybe. Once a day. And if if there's something critical and you truly need it for some critical thing, maybe for work or whatever, obviously go ahead and do it and then delete the app. That firewall will help you, because if you have to go through the effort of reinstalling it, it really makes you stop and think for a moment. It's really easy to flick an app open. It's so quick and easy, and there's no barrier. The barrier of having to reinstall it may help you. It becomes like a speed bump in the...
Disrupt the kind of mindless routine.
The impulse, yeah.
Right. It really helps, Rich. It really does. So you got to be intentional with your time. We only have so much time. So time is, as you know, time is precious. And use it wisely to really get yourself as close to God as possible on this side of the veil. And so if you can disrupt the kind of autopilot things, you'll spend more time seeking out God and searching for God, which is good. That's a good thing. And so, Rich, this applies to all of us. You're not alone, Rich. We all struggle with this for the most part. So thank you for stepping up and asking and sharing. Any quick final comments?
Well, I appreciate your advice. Last year, I gave up Facebook completely, social media completely.
Wow.
I haven't been on it. And so that was a big help. But this, I think, is going to take, it's going to be a slow, it's not going to be a, cold turkey thing. I honestly
okay.
don't think that.
So,
right now, when, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Adam.
All right, Rich. So this will probably help, and I know this seems a little bit silly, but sometimes when we do things for somebody else, it's easier than when we do them for ourselves.
True.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, Rich, can you promise me that you're going to limit it to 1 hour a day? At least for the next week.
I'm not going to promise you that. I can't.
Okay.
I can't. And one of the reasons why is because I also use it for work. And I
outside of work. your personal use.
I mean, if you tell me don't use it for 1 hour every day, I could do that and build up from there.
Okay.
That I could do. I cannot promise you the other way around. I'm being honest.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. All right. So for this first week, start with an hour of being off of it, and then you let us know. Send a message into the show. Put something on Facebook that Tim can get to us and let us know how you're doing.
Email us too.
Okay. We'll do that at the end of. Let's see how we do at the end of Lent.
Okay, but I want you to add. I want you to add like 15 minutes every week.
I could do that.
All right.
Okay.
Start with an hour, and then add 15 minutes every week.
Yeah, that's a great challenge, Rich. We've got other people taking that challenge on with you, Rich. That's good. I'm glad you issued it, Adam. That's awesome. And for everyone, you can respond back to us by emailing us at TSW. Of course, that stands for the Spirit World, TSW@grnonline.com. Rich, thanks so much for being honest and open. You are amazing. Thank you. And check back in with us during this Lenten journey. And God bless you. And thank you for calling during this particular episode, which you inspired, actually, when you called in earlier. So thank you for that. Okay, we're going to get to John, a first-time caller from Omaha, Nebraska, on Spirit Catholic Radio. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks for taking my call. Good morning. I just wanted to offer this comment. In my opinion, television can be at least as addictive and harmful as smartphones, social media, etc.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. True. That's why they get the term couch potato, right? Absolutely, Adam.
Yeah, John, especially with streaming versus the passive TV we used to have in the Stone Ages when you had to wait for your show to be on the air. When it's kind of like YouTube when you're streaming because you can choose and they run ads in there. And sure, I think there's a little bit more of an engagement when you're able to comment back and forth and hear from other human beings in addition to staring at it. But it's all becoming one big thing now.
Yeah.
But for sure, TV is a powerful tool. That's why they've optimized it over the decades to get our eyeballs on those advertisements so they can make money.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something, John, from a life coaching standpoint, we encourage people all the time to get away from the TV set to eat dinner. A lot of people put a TV tray in front of the TV and eat their dinner. That's a huge mistake. Now, if you have a disability or something of that nature, different story. But a lot of people just do it out of convenience because I'll watch TV and eat at the same time. We really should be talking to each other and having a meal and really focusing on that. So we agree with you, John. Thank you so much for weighing in on this.
Amen to that. I'm glad to hear you folks have that policy about dinner without television. Good, wise move. Thanks again.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Yeah, call us again from Omaha, Nebraska. We love that. We're gonna squeeze in Joseph from Ann Arbor, Michigan, Adam, on the EWTN app. Hi, Joseph. Welcome.
Hey, Deb, Alan. I was just wondering, we've all seen how cell phones have affected our society, where like people that are gathered out in public are more looking at their cell phones than conversing with each other. Mm-hmm. But just imagine what's going to happen when they create these AI automated robot companions that are totally lifelike. You can program them any to your liking. And then, but what's going to happen if, the robot suddenly decides, hey, I'm smarter than this doofus. He should start serving me. Mm. Or what if somebody could hack into them and program them from, that somebody that has something against you? But, I mean, that's the makings of a sci-fi movie, which they've already created several of these movies along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where the robot turns on the person. Absolutely. So what do you say, Adam? I mean, we are facing those really creepy times where things could get really twisted.
It's already here, Joseph. There are already AI companion programs, and even people that feel they have a romantic relationship with their AI companion, and that'll, you know, that'll develop. Isaac Asimov wrote a really interesting short story, science fiction, way long time ago, about kind of the end point of people becoming disconnected from each other. And it's always stuck with me since I was little when I read it. And I, you know, and essentially people were so uncomfortable being physically with other people. They lived alone in their homes, and they would have a projection of another person if they absolutely had to talk to another person. But they had gotten to the point where they couldn't tolerate actually physically touching or being in the same physical space with another person. And he had written this, I think, back in the 50s, so long before all of this. So yeah, there's consequences, Joseph. We're, you know, we've developed, and our brains have developed to be social creatures. Human beings are definitely social creatures. Our brains are set up to remember about 100 names and faces, you know, to live in groups of around 100 and keep track of and have connections with at least 100 people, kind of on a primitive level in our bodies and in the way our brains are set up. But we are also social beyond that. We want to be around other people. And when we take that away, that need doesn't go away. And so that need will latch on to the false version of another person, the AI, and it will feel real because our physiology is responding to it, because it's faking it pretty well. But it's very sad, because we're going to lose the real socialization and the lessons we learn through interacting with other people, because the AI caters to us no matter what we say. And it doesn't actually give us feedback. And so you're going to get people that are less and less able to actually deal with other people that have their own thoughts and agendas and perspectives. So it's going to be a challenge for this generation and the ones to come. You can't override biology and the way the brain is wired. And so it's going to be a challenge. I don't know what the answer is, Joseph.
Well, and let me ask you this as a, as an answer, Adam, a potential answer. You know, when we get close to our guardian angels, okay, and what I mean by that is when we're open to the Holy Spirit and let our guardian angels work in our lives, because they have been given a mission by God himself, right, to get us to heaven. And that clarity comes, and with that comes spiritual maturity. Remember, you and I talk about this all the time, how Padre Pio was such an advanced spiritual state, right? And you know, how could we ever, you know, be like him? But we are called to grow in holiness. We are called to advance and to mature. So would you say, Adam, that a possible solution for all of us as believers is to get really close to God, let our guardian angels work in our lives, and to kind of elevate out of so many of these things that are going on in the world that are going to draw us into this crazy, twisted sense of what is reality?
Yeah, and also just, you know, the idea of religion and the parish and the church being the center of a community and the place that you physically interact with other people. You didn't just go to Mass, but there would be activities and there'd be volunteering and there would be other things going on. That was designed to bring together the relationship with God and the angels and the saints with the human beings. Because ultimately, we know scripturally so strongly, God wants us to love one another. He wants us to forgive one another. And he responds to us in accord with the way we treat each other, right? Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us, or trespassed in some translations. So he wants us interacting with human beings. And the way to bring those two worlds together, the spiritual and the physical, is to participate in your faith.
Beautiful, beautifully stated. Joseph, thank you so much. Call us again anytime. We're going to run out of time now. We've got to close the show. So we want to thank the other callers that are waiting, like Angel and Helen, a first-time caller from Massachusetts. This is the point of the show where we're going to ask Libby and Carol to pick up the phones and thank our wonderful callers that have been waiting to get on the spirit world. Next week is our open forum, so you're welcome to call back and ask any question about angels, demons, anything in between. So this is so amazing. What a great broadcast. Libby and Carol, our call screeners, our show team, thank you so much. Our producer, Tim, from Guadalupe Radio Network, EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, thank you so much for airing this program. Thank you to everybody on the socials. Adam and I just love you guys. Keep the chats going. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at the Spirit World Podcast. And that'll do it, you guys. For Adam Bly, I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Until next Saturday, have a beautiful and blessed week. We'll see you real soon.